约翰福音十八章三十八节。
John chapter 18 verse 38.
比拉多说：“真理是什么？”说了这话，又出来到犹太人那里，对他们说：“我查不出他有什么罪来。”主耶稣被交在比拉多的手中。
Jesus was turned into the hands of Pilate.
主耶稣即将面对十字架的苦刑。
And he was going to face the suffering on the cross.
这一切都发生在非常短暂的几天当中。
And this all happened in just a very short days.
在没有很在几天前，他骑着驴驹进入耶路撒冷。
A few days before, Jesus rode on a donkey and entered into the city of Jerusalem.
好多的人呼喊着何塞纳，何塞纳。
A lot of people welcomed him and shouted, Hosanna, Hosanna.
他们把主耶稣当作是他们的王。
They treated Jesus Christ as their king.
他们让主耶稣蛮有荣耀的来进入耶路撒冷。
And they welcomed Jesus with all the glory, and also they welcomed him there.
但是没有几天，他就落入被人陷害的情况里头。
But only a few days after, he fell into a scheme or a plot.
他的门徒之一犹大想要把他交在祭司长的手中。
One of his apostles, Judas, turned him over to the hand of the high priest.
在这个过程的当中，最爱他的门徒之一彼得，他三次不承认主耶稣。
And in the process, one of the disciples who loved him the most, Peter, he denied Jesus three times.
这些要陷害主耶稣的人，他们的计谋也成功了，也得逞了。
All these people who plotted against Jesus, they were successful.
主耶稣被带到祭司长那里去。
So Jesus was brought in front of the high priest.
他们就在那个晚上来审问主耶稣。
And on that night, they asked or questioned Jesus.
主耶稣的门徒都跑掉了。
All his disciples had fled away.
因为真的这一切发生的都太快了。
Because everything just went so fast.
他们没有办法马上的去回应这样的事情。
They did not have a lot of time to react to what happened.
所以直接的反应就是跑开，就是逃跑。
And so the first reaction they have is just to flee and to run away.
那这也正像主耶稣所说的，他的时候到了。
And so this also fulfilled what Jesus had said, that his time has come.
在约翰福音十三章第一节，耶稣在为门徒洗脚之前，他圣经说他知道他的时候到了。
In John chapter 13, verse 1, before Jesus washed the disciples' feet, it says here that Jesus knew that the time had come for him.
在我们生活当中，也常常有这种让我们措手不及的遭遇。
And sometimes in our life, we also encounter something that we did not expect.
有时候是我们所喜欢的，有时候是我们所不愿意的。
Sometimes what is happening is something that we wish for, but sometimes it's just something that we just don't want to see happening.
但是我们所能够共同有的结论就是挡都挡不住。
But in conclusion is that no matter what, we could not stop it.
犹太人在审问之后，就把主耶稣交到罗马的刑府比拉多那里。
And so after the Jews had questioned Jesus, they turned him over to the high official of the Roman Empire.
这些犹太人是要把主耶稣一定处死。
These Romans were to sentence Jesus to death.
但是犹太人在当时的罗马帝国里头，他们没有这种处死人的那一个权力。
But the Jews at the time, in the time of the Roman Empire, they did not have the right to put or to sentence someone to death.
所以他们必须把耶稣交到罗马政府所指派的那个刑府那里。
And therefore, they have to turn Jesus in to the high official appointed by the Roman kingdom.
啊，所以主耶稣就来面对着这个地上的审判官。
And so Jesus, had to face this judge.
而主耶稣他却是审判全地的主。
This earthly judge, but Jesus Christ himself is the judge of all.
啊，我们所念的约翰福音十八章三十八节就是。比拉多他所做的一个最后的决定。
And in John chapter 18 verse 38 that we just read, that was the conviction of Pilate.
他说他查不出耶稣有何罪。
He said that he could not find fault in Jesus.
啊，这个比拉多他是审判官。
So Pilate was a judge.
所以他所得到的应该都是。第一手的资料
and what he had in his hands were all a first-hand information.
啊，所以他作证说，他查不出耶稣有何罪。
And so he testified that he did not find any fault in Jesus.
啊，虽然犹太人控告主耶稣
，even though the Jews accused Jesus.
啊，但是比拉多想要来平息这些犹太人的控告。
But Pilate was trying to turn down all these accusations.
哦，他是罗马政府所派的审判官。
He was the judge appointed by the Roman Empire.
啊，所以他所做的判断应该是很公正的。
And therefore, he should make a judge and right decision.
哦，所以他所做的结论应该是无论到哪里去都是站得住脚的。
And so his decision will stand no matter where that went.
啊，既然他是罗马政府所派的审判官。
And since he was the judge appointed by the Roman Empire.
哦，所以他个人应该也把所有控告主耶稣的事情都详细的去看了。
So he should personally look over all the materials that were presented before him.
那这个比拉多他不是只有一次说。他查不出耶稣有何罪。
And Pilate did not just said that he could not find fault in Jesus once.
他是连续的说了三次。
He said that actually three times.
我们请看约翰福音十九章第四节。
Let us turn to John chapter 19 verse 4.
比拉多又出来对众人说：“我带他出来见你们，叫你们知道我查不出他有什么罪来。”再一次的，比拉多说：“我查不出他有什么罪来。”
Once again, Pilate said, "I find no basis for a charge against this man."
再看第六节。
Verse 6.
祭司长和差役看见，就喊着说：“钉他十字架，钉他十字架。”比拉多说：“你们自己把他钉十字架吧，我查不出他有什么罪来。”再一次的，比拉多说：“我查不出他有何罪。”
So in this verse, once again, Pilate answered, "I find no basis for a charge against him."
那我们也看到这些犹太人他们的那一种硬心。
And you can see how hardened these hearts of the Jews.
我们看到这些犹太人被这些祭司长、文士们啊来鼓动了他们这一种不对的态度、不对的心。
So the Jews were all had this immovable. Determination and hardened heart because they were told the wrong thing by all the scribes and the teachers and their leaders at the time.
但是比拉多他却连续三次的说我查不出他有何罪。
But Pilate three times had convincingly said that he could not find fault in Jesus.
那这也正跟圣经对主耶稣所说的是一样的。
So this is actually in accordance with what the Bible said about Jesus.
请看彼得前书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章二十二节。
1 Peter chapter 2 verse 22.
二十二节他并没有犯罪，口里也没有诡诈。
He committed no sin and no deceit was found in his mouth.
啊，当彼得在提到主耶稣的时候，彼得也这样讲，说他没有犯罪。
When Peter mentioned about Jesus, he also said this, that he had committed no sin.
啊，我们再请参考希伯来书第七章。
Let's also turn to Hebrews Hebrews chapter 7.
希伯来书七章二十六节。
Hebrews 7 verse 26.
二十六节，像这样圣洁，无邪恶，无玷污，远离罪人，高过诸天的大祭司，原是与我们合宜的。啊，在这里讲到啊，主耶稣用大祭司来描写主耶稣。
Here it used the term high priest to illustrate Jesus.
啊，说他是圣洁，没有邪恶，没有玷污，远离罪人的。
He is holy, blameless, pure, and set apart from sinners.
而他却来到人世间。
But yet he came to this earth.
他却来担负了我们世人的罪。
He came to bear all the burdens of our sin.
他没有罪来代替我们。
He was sinless, but he went in place of us.
他为我们啊成为罪人，为我们来受刑罚。
And for us, he bear our sin as sinners.
比拉多说，我查不出耶稣有何罪。
Pilate say, I found no fault in him.
其实比拉多这一个人，他是想尽办法的想要找出主耶稣有没有什么错误。
Actually, Pilate had tried all his best to find fault in Jesus.
这是他做一个审判官的责任。
That was one of his responsibilities as a judge.
啊，对待主耶稣，他更是会这样子做。
And towards Jesus, he would eagerly do this even more.
这个比拉多他不是犹太人。
Pilate was not a Jew.
他是被罗马政府派来。这个由这个巴勒斯坦地来治理这些犹太人。
He was sent to the land of the Palestine to rule over the Jews.
但是在历史上提到说，比拉多跟犹太人的关系并不好。
But according to the historical record, Pilate and the Jews did not have a good relationship.
这些犹太人常常向罗马政府来报告比拉多的不是。
The Jews have often find fault with Pilate, and they filed the complaint against that with the Roman government.
啊，所以这个比拉多他也因为这样子，常常跟这个罗马皇帝的关系不太好。
And because of this, Pilate did not have a good relationship with the Roman emperor.
哦，所以比拉多跟这些犹太人之间的关系并不好。
And so Pilate did not have good relationship with the Jews.
请看路加福音十三章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 13.
路加福音十三章第一节。
Luke 13 verse 1.
正当那时，有人将比拉多使加利利人的血掺杂在他们祭物中的事来告诉耶稣。啊，这个比拉多啊，他曾经在犹太人献祭的时候啊，杀了犹太人。
And so, Pilate had once killed some Jews while they were making offering.
这个比拉多为什么被指派到耶路撒冷来管理这些犹太人
？Why was Pilate appointed to sent into this land to rule over them？
哦，就是要来维持罗马帝国在那一个地方的这个统治权。
That is to keep or to guard the authority that the Roman Empire has over the territory.
哦，所以他的工作就是维持那个地方的这个和平。
And therefore, his job is to make sure there's peace in his territory.
哦，那这个犹太民族本来就是一个很独特的民族。
And so the Jews are a very special, a very special race.
哦，他们一直想要脱离罗马帝国的统治。
They have tried very hard to declare independence from the Roman Empire.
哦，所以对比拉多来讲，他的工作是不容易的。
So, from Pilate's point of view, his job is not very easy.
那现在又正是犹太人的这一个很重要的节期——逾越节。
And so this is also a very important feast for the Jews. This is the
Passover.
This is the Passover.
这个逾越节是他们很重要的一个宗教节日。
Passover is a very important feast for the Jews.
犹太人的政治跟宗教是很有关系的，是连结在一起的。
So in the Jewish society, their politics and religions are interconnected with one another.
在这个宗教的重要的节日里头，更会激起他们的这种爱国家、爱民族的心。
So during one of their religious event, it's even more arouses or urge their sense of nationality.
哦，所以在这样的日子啊，对比拉多来讲是。是特别紧张、特别重要的日子。
So during this event, this is something that is very crucial to Pilate.
哦，他处理每一件事情都要很小心，否则的话可能会有动乱。
Everything that he did during this period of time, he had to be very careful. Otherwise, he might rise some riots.
哦，现在犹太人把主耶稣送到比拉多这里。
And so here. The Jews have handed over Jesus to Pilate.
哦，这些犹太人都是犹太社会里头的领导者。
All these Jews, they are the leaders in the Jewish society.
哦，所以比拉多他是会想尽办法的来同意这些犹太人的控告。
And so Pilate will try his best to agree, with all the accusations.
哦，那要找人的错误啊，比拉多应该他是一个专家。
And Pilate should be an expert in finding fault in others.
哦，他如果能够找出证据来，啊，来同意犹太人的控告。
If he could only find one fault and agree with all these accusations from the Jews.
哦，那么他就能够满足了这一些犹太人的要求。
Then he would be able to satisfy all these requests coming from the Jews.
那么这一件事情他就能够把它摆平了，把它平息下来。
Then he would be able to put this thing to rest.
啊，在我们的生活当中啊，其实我们很多的时候也会像比拉多。
In our life, a lot of time we will act just like Pilate.
哦，这个比拉多出于他的这种自私，他一定要去想尽办法找出主耶稣的错误。
Out of his own selfishness and self-benefit, Pilate would try his best to find fault in Jesus.
哦，因为他希望在他统治这个犹大地的时候能够平安无事。
Because he wished that during his rule over the land of Judah, that it will be peace.
哦，所以这是为了他自己。出于他的自私。
And therefore, his motivation is for his own benefit, his own selfishness.
今天我们人也总是很容易有我们的私心。
And today, it's also very easy for us to have this selfish thought.
啊，所以我们也总是很容易要去找别人的错误，去找事情的毛病。
So it is very easy for us as well to try to find faults in others, to find something wrong with anything.
哦，所以有人说，给你这个啊，美好的天气，有阳光的天气，你却在烦恼着说要下雨。
And so someone would say, even though you were given such a bright and shiny day, but you were worrying about when it will rain.
这是人的天性。
But that is the nature of man.
哦，总是在很多事情或者人里头去找负面的，找毛病。
And in a lot of things, in a lot of people, we just try to focus on things that are negative.
我们请参考出埃及记十四章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 14.
出埃及记第十四章
，Exodus 14，
十一节
，Verse 11，
十一节，他们对摩西说：“难道在埃及没有坟地？你把我们带来死在旷野吗？你为什么这样带我们，将我们从埃及领出来呢？”十二节
，12，
我们在埃及岂没有对你说过，不要搅扰我们，容我们服侍埃及人吗？因为服侍埃及人比死在旷野还要好。这些以色列人他们出了埃及，他们得到了自由。
And so these Israelites, after they left Egypt, they gained their freedom.
啊，但是现在他们却在抱怨着，在忧虑着，他们会死在旷野。
But here they were complaining because they worried that they might die in the desert.
他们已经出了埃及， 正是他们所一直想要有的这个摆脱埃及人的控制得到自由。
They already left Egypt. This is what they were waiting for and what they hoped for, that is to be free from the control and the bondage of the Egyptians.
哦，但是却在这个自由的当中，他们去烦恼，去挑错误。
But in their freedom, they worried and they tried to pick up faults.
所以犹太人常常以这个抱怨啊，为生活当中的一个必须要有的一件事情。
And the Jews, they have seems to take complaint as some things that's essential in their life.
哦，真的，有时候我们不埋怨几句，我们好像不会觉得快乐。
Sometimes, indeed, we would not feel happy unless we throw a complaint or two.
所以常常我们生活当中是不是真的就是充满着很多的埋怨？
And if we were to think about it.Isn't it true that in our life we are full of complaints?
啊，是的，几乎每一天的生活里头，我们总是会或多或少的有一些的埋怨。
It's true that in our life, you know, more or less we will have some complaints.
啊，因为我们都像比拉多那样子，是很会去挑错误的。
Because we were just like Pilate, we always try to find faults.
请参考出埃及记15:24。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 15:24.
15:24
Exodus 15:24.
百姓就向摩西发怨言说：“我们喝什么呢？”啊，这样的埋怨不断的出现在以色列人走旷野路的路程里头。
So these kind of grumblings have continuously appeared once in a while in their journey in the wilderness.
好，所以当我们想到旷野路的犹太人，我们就一定会去想到。他们不断的埋怨。
So when we're thinking about the Israelites in the wilderness, we will always think about them complaining.
因为人的自私，所以人很会去挑错。
Because men are selfish, therefore we are very easy for us to try to find fault.
我们总是把小事情要把它扩大了。
And for a small matters, we always try to make it bigger.
这是人性的一个很大的弱点。
This is one of the great weaknesses in man's life.
请看路加福音15。
Let's turn to the book of Luke chapter 15.
路加福音15:31。
Luke 15:31. 31节，
父亲对他说：“儿啊，你常我同在。”我一切所有的都是你的，这是浪子的父亲对浪子的哥哥所说的话。
This is what the father said to the brother, the older brother of the prodigal son.
这个哥哥看到弟弟是满身的错误。
Because this brother have seen that his younger brother is full of mistakes.
让他更觉得不平的是，爸爸竟然为弟弟杀回牛犊。
And what he felt was very unfair is that his father was even slaughter the cattle just for this younger brother.
或许对不少的人来讲，一只回牛犊是很有价值的。
Maybe to some people, a cattle is very precious.
但是对这个大儿子来讲，应该这个一只回牛犊是小事。
But to this older brother, these cattle means almost next to nothing.
因为父亲说。我一切所有的都是你的。
Because the father said what he has and everything he has is his.
但是这个做哥哥的却把一只回牛犊把它看成是一个天大的事情。
But that this older brother had made such a great deal out of a cattle.
所以他就向父亲来埋怨。
And therefore he complained against his father.
他认为父亲不对。
He thought that his father was wrong.
但是这位比拉多他却一个不能够信任任何人的人，他却说主耶这个找不到主耶稣有什么错，有什么罪。
But Pilate, the one who was unable to trust anybody, he indeed said that Jesus has no fault.
所以这个显示说，真的主耶稣是这么的爱我们。
So this even more show us how great Jesus' love is for us.
那么我们想，这个比拉多他应该有什么反应？
And so if we were to think about what kind of reactions that Pilate should have.
因为他说查不出主耶稣有何罪来。
Pilate said he did not find any basis to charge Jesus with anything.
虽然这样子讲，但是他拒绝主耶稣。
But even though he said that, but he rejected Jesus.
这是很可惜的一件事情。
That is indeed very unfortunate.
如果我们是比拉多，我们应该是会接受主耶稣，相信主耶稣，不是吗？
If we were Pilate, wouldn't we trust in Jesus? Wouldn't we believe in him?
但是他却宁愿去讨好这些犹太人。
But he would rather do something to please the Jews.
结果他就成为一个失落的人。
And in consequence, he had become a failure.
没有得着主耶稣，就是一个失落的人。
Because he did not receive and did not accept the Lord Jesus, and that in that terms he failed.
今天我们是不是也常常因为这样子，我们没有真正得着主耶稣
？And today, do we not also receive Jesus because of the same kind of reasons?
比拉多他把一个对他来讲很重要的问题，他想要去逃避。
And Pilate was trying to avoid these important problems that he need to solve.
请看马太福音二十七章。
Now turn to Matthew 27.
马太福音二十七章二十二节。
Matthew 27 verse 22.
二十二节，比拉多说：“这样，那称为基督的耶稣，我怎么办他呢？”他们都说把他钉十字架。这里比拉多他说查不出耶稣有何罪。
So Pilate had said that he could not find any fault in Jesus.
那么他就应该做一个最公正的判论定。释放了主耶稣。
So he should have made a just decision, that is to set Jesus free.
因为这个是一个审判官他的职权。
Because that is the authority given to a judge.
但是比拉多他却问这些犹太人说：“那我要怎么办他呢？”
But Pilate instead he went to the Jews and asked them what he should do with Jesus.
其实怎么对待主耶稣，这是比拉多他一个很重。人生很重要的一个决定。
And how Pilate would treat Jesus, that was one of the important decisions in Pilate's life.
主耶稣是救主。
Jesus is the Savior.
他已经查不出主耶稣犯了何罪。
He could not find fault in Jesus.
这个主耶稣他不是一般的人。
And so Jesus was not an ordinary man.
他是可以值得他来接受他，来相信他，来信靠他的。
He was one that is worthy for us to believe in him and to trust in him.
救主出现在我们的生活当中。
The Savior appeared in our life.
是不是我们自己应该来做决定
？Shouldn't we be the one who made the decision?
跟我们将来的永恒有关系的一个问题。
This is a question that.Is directly related to us gaining the eternal life.
还有什么比生命重要？还有什么比永恒还要重要
？What else is more important than life? What else is more important than eternity?
比拉多却不愿意为这一件他人生最重要的一个决定来做决定。
But Pilate was not willing to make a decision that he actually needed to make.
他所看到的还是他罗马政府给他的这一个地位。
What he deemed important was still that prestige position that the Roman Empire gave him.
他要保持中立。
He wanted to keep his power.
他不愿意得罪这些犹太人。
He wanted to stay neutral. He did not want to go against the Jews.
请看马太福音27:24.
Let's turn to Matthew 27:24.
比拉多 见说也无济于事，反要生乱，就拿水在众人面前洗手，说：“流这一人的血，罪不在我，你们承担吧。”啊，这个比拉多他就洗手来表明他的中立。
And so Pilate here washed his hand, to show that he is staying neutral.
他表明说我是无辜的。
He wanted to show that he was innocent.
啊，流这个义人的血的罪不归在我。
The sin of spilling this innocent man's blood does not belong to him.
他以这种不做决定，其实他已经做了决定。
And actually, by not making that decision, he was already making a decision.
啊，因为最后做判断的还是出于他。
Because at the very end, they did what according to what his decision was.
哦，虽然他以为自己是保持中立。
Even though he thought he was being neutral.
啊，其实他是选择了拒绝主耶稣。
But he was actually making the decision to reject the Lord Jesus.
啊，其实他是选择了拒绝永生。
He had already made a decision to reject the eternal life.
今天虽然我们都已经信了主耶稣。
Today, even though all of us believe in Christ.
啊，但是我们也常常需要做个决定，我们如何来对待这个没有罪的主耶稣。
And so, but every day we need to make a decision of how we should treat this Jesus who is without fault.
啊，因为在生活当中，我们常常想到的主耶稣的名，主耶稣的荣耀。
Because in our daily life, we need to often think about the glory and the name of the Lord Jesus.
啊，我们不要像比拉多这样子做了一个错误的决定。
You should not be like Pilate making the wrong decision.
我们在生活当中，无论在什么地方，在什么时候，我们总是接受主耶稣基督为我们完美的救主。
And no matter where we are, or in this world, and no matter what time, we will constantly accept the Lord Jesus Christ and make Him and believe in Him as our Savior.
啊，因为我们为主耶稣所做的决定，都是我们人生当中最重要、最大的决定。
Because all the decisions we made for the sake of Christ is all important decisions in our life.
主耶稣已经爱我们。
The Lord Jesus Christ loved us.
啊，主耶稣要拯救我们到底。
He wanted to save us.
啊，只是说我们在生活当中，我们怎么来对待主耶稣
？Just that in our life, how should we treat Jesus?
我们一起唱诗48首。
Let us sing hymn 48.